Tito, 321. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, brought to you by KeyBank. You know, Terry, talked about it on the broadcast last night. You have one starting pitcher that's pitched one full year in the big leagues, and that was Corey Kluber, and he won a Cy Young the first full year in the big leagues. When you see what we've seen the last couple of nights from a Cody Anderson, Danny Salazar, my goodness, you've got a rotation here where still the best would seem to be on the horizon.
Boy, I hope you're right. I mean, that's what we sure think about, you know, from time to time. You know, along with that inexperience comes some mistakes that, frankly, just from inexperience, and you have to live with that. But in this day and age, having some youth and having some athletic young arms, I think people would trade places with us. I wish our record was better, and I hope it continues to get better, because you want to do something with those arms. You know, you want to score enough runs where we can get wins and be consistent. But I know that every day we run those guys out there, it feels pretty good. I've been on the other side where you're trying to make it reach, and you might be scoring runs, but when your pitching isn't there, it is miserable. This way, when you run a guy out there every day, you feel like you got a chance, it's a lot better coming to the ballpark.
Terry, I know, you know, a lot of people will say, whether it was performance-enhancing drugs, steroids, whatever, offense isn't what it is. But yet, you know, you could say, hey, those pitchers were doing some of the same things the hitters were back in the 90s. Bottom line is, pitching has really dominated this game this year. It's a rarity now to find a team in the American League averaging 5 runs a game. Before, if you didn't average 5 runs a game, Terry, you didn't have a chance to win.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't know about the, you know, some of the things that I don't know about. I just don't know. But, you know, with all the information that's out there now, you know, the defenses, the shifting. I mean, you see, how many times a game do you see a ball hit hard that's right at somebody? You know, it used to be the rare occasion where you'd see a right-hander shifted. Now, it seems like 2 times a game you see a base hit right up the middle and the second baseman stand there. So, it's more information, better use of information, taking away a lot of hits.
Is that something maybe we don't, as non-uniform people, recognize as much? We always think of the home run ball, but the base hits that you're talking about, do you think that's had even a bigger impact now with all the ability to scout ahead of time?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I mean, you know, you used to see a couple guys get shifted. Now you see pretty much everybody get shifted a little bit, and even with 2 strikes. And that's where, again, I think that as we try to figure out ways to combat that, you'll see the game shift back a little bit more and the guy shortening up with 2 strikes, putting the ball in play, because that's where there's going to be some hits. And right now, you know, we've seen guys like Mossy, Santana hitting balls right on the screws, but unless they find that hole, and there's not many holes, you know, look up at Mossy the other day, you got a right fielder, a center fielder, a second baseman, a shortstop, and a first baseman all within about 100 feet of each other. Man, it's like, you know, you look out there and think, man, how am I going to get a hit? And that's probably what he feels like sometimes.
Well, and it plays on a hitter's mind, doesn't it?
It can. I mean, when you hit a ball hard and you don't get rewarded for it, human nature says you try to hit it harder. And that's not how baseball works. You know, you start gripping the bat harder, you want to hit the ball harder, and you get yourself in trouble. We've all done it, but that's human nature.
Everything okay? I see tonight both Yan Gomes and Frankie Lindor both out.
I want Gomer to catch the noon game tomorrow with Klub. So, again, rather than – I just think it's good to get Perez in. It doesn't always have to be a day game. Let him catch tonight. We have Gomer tomorrow, and I think every once in a while, I don't want to forget about Avilas, especially we got a lefty going for them tomorrow, so we get him in there tonight, let him play short, probably play left field tomorrow, let him have some at-bats, so hopefully he can help us win a game, and it just keeps him, you know, keeps him feeling good about what he's doing. And, you know, that's one of the things I think is a strength of our team, is everybody contributes, and you can't let guys sit too long.
Well, the game breaker was Giovanni Urshela. And the one thing we've seen about him, Terry, I don't even know what his batting average is. I'm not that concerned about that. It's when you watch his at-bats, he has long at-bats, and he seems to hit well late in games against good pitching.
That's a really – I agree with that. And that's a nice thing, you know, early on against a small sample size. But he's very engaged in the game, whether it's defensively or offensively. And he's had some at-bats where his legs have come out from underneath him a little bit, or he's lost his base. But he's also had some at-bats where he's seen a lot of pitches, fouled off some really tough pitches, hit a home run off a really good pitcher, you know. So there's so much to like. And again, we're still getting to know him, and he's getting to know the league and getting to understand it. But man, while we're doing it, we're seeing him play a heck of a third base, and in the meantime, getting some big hits too.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. This is Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. The Indians and the Rays is coming up on the Indians Radio Network for Thursday. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute is brought to you by DraftKings.com. Starting tomorrow night, the Indians will be in Pittsburgh. Don't get to Pittsburgh a whole lot for interleague play, and it's got to be kind of neat for you. I mean, you're a kid that grew up in Pittsburgh. Your dad still lives there. Does it mean a little bit more for you to go back to home?
You know, Hammy, it does. And again, you know, I grew up, and it was Three River Stadium. So that's a little different. You know, I think the new ballpark's gorgeous. But I grew up, you know, back then you couldn't always travel, you know, where your dad was. So I'd listen to Bob Prince and Nellie King and listen to those games and, you know, listen to, you know, Willie Stargell and Roberto Clemente and, you know, those teams. They were so good. And, you know, Chuck Tanner as I got older. So I have some really fond memories. And the other fact is I get to see my dad, which I love.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.